A Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Dave and Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with the zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And we barely made it back on time because we had disappeared for a few seconds there, but it worked out. So, roadshow, we're gonna have technical difficulties every now and then. But if you missed the first hour, a lot of good stuff. We did sports the first hour.
A lot of sports. Yeah, I noticed that too.
Yeah, so we'll mix it up. No worries. But Texas Tiger says, all indications are that Bregman is a Correa. No way you trade what could be with Correa, a staple for the next decade. Honestly, we've been through this before. All indications are that he might be a good player. Doesn't mean he's going to be a great player. There's so many of these guys that look like they're going to be superstars that wind up being nothing. And, you know, so far so good at AA and AAA, and yeah, he was really good in college, but to put Correa on him I think is a little silly. And yeah, if I could get the right player, if the White Sox made Chris Sale available for Alex Bregman,
yeah,
how fast do you do that?
Yeah,
I mean, I do that in a heartbeat. And yeah, he may go on to be a great player. Give me the bird in the hand right now. And I think there are times when it makes sense to not do that, and I don't think you do it for a marginal guy. But, yeah, and that's why I had no problem with what they did to make the Giles trade, other than throwing in Velasquez, who I thought was, you know, a live arm that they needed. But I had no problem throwing Mark Appel and those guys in there because they're just prospects.
Yeah.
And until a prospect actually becomes something, that's all they are. And, yes, there's a lot of guys that everybody thinks it's, you know, kicking ass at AA and AAA is fantastic, but how often do you see Jonathan Singleton's the best example of that? The guy is a AAA beast. Can't hit a lick in the bigs. And he was one of those guys you wouldn't have traded 2 years ago. He'd have been the same kind of guy, Texas Tiger. You'd have been saying,
by the way, can't trade. Texas Tiger hasn't – I mean, that's an LSU Tiger
fan. Of course.
Of course he thinks he's going to be the
next
big thing.
But that's the thing. I'm glad you're a fan of the guy. I'm glad you loved him in college. But put him in the same sentence with Correa right now, that's a fail.
Navarro says, what's the max they can spend on players? Realistically, there isn't a max they can spend on players. You can spend what you want in Major League Baseball.
Let's be honest. They're not going to spend what the Dodgers spend and teams like that, nor should they, or the Red Sox. But they should be certainly in that middle tier.
No doubt.
And they're not even there
now. They've not been close to that in some time.
Yeah, and I think that's...
They are 22nd in payroll right now. They're behind the Cincinnati Reds and the Minnesota Twins in payroll. The Colorado Rockies, they're behind. And it's difficult to consistently win when that's what you're doing with your payroll.
All right, you want to do a little Texans here?
Sure.
FanSided did...
Which, by the way, did you know that the Yankees are no longer the highest spinning team in baseball?
Aren't they third? Aren't they behind the Red Sox and the Dodgers?
Second behind the Dodgers.
Okay. Yeah. I knew the Dodgers were way the hell up there.
$253 million payroll for the Dodgers.
It's crazy.
Good for them.
All right. So they did their depth chart. So we'll see what you think of these guys and how good you feel about it. Quarterback, we know, obviously, Osweiler, Brandon Weeden, or Tom Savage will be the backup.
That's not surprising.
Yeah, nothing there. Running back, also not much of a surprise. Lamar Miller, your backups, Alfred Blue, Jonathan Grimes, Tyler Irvin.
Okay.
I would say that's a solid group.
I think it's a decent group. I don't think there's a star in that group. You're never going to get out of those guys what you got out of a prime Arian Foster. But ideally, you'll get better health out of these guys. And if you're just getting consistent, you know, you're showing up consistently, that's better than what you've had the last couple of years, because Arian Foster hasn't been consistently on the field.
Well, I think what you're getting to is kind of what they have in New England when O'Brien was there, is three or four different guys that you game plan differently for each team, and one guy fits 1 week and another guy fits the next.
Yeah.
And I think if you do that right, that's just as good as having a premier running back, of which there's maybe three in the league anyway.
I've just never been a buyer on Alfred Blue. I know around here people seem to love that guy. I think he's just a guy. Lamar Miller's a guy who I think he could have some real upside, but it's to be determined, with, you know, especially given a full workload.
As a number two running back, Alfred Blue's pretty good. I know
he's fine.
I know you don't like him, but
no,
he
is fine as a number two running back.
And
the problem
that's what
is, he's been on the field way too much in the last
year. Well, he's had to be because
right.
You had a guy who was hurt. But I think I really like that they went out and got Tyler Irvin, because I think that's a guy that you can use a lot of different ways. I think with that group, I think that group is significantly better than last year. Significantly. Wide receiver, they have your starters, DeAndre Hopkins and Cecil Shorts. Will Fuller, third. Your backups, Keith Mumphrey, Jalen Strong, and Braxton Miller. I would disagree with this right away. I would be willing to bet money Jalen Strong is your number two and Cecil Shorts is your number three to start the season. And really, this just comes down to how much does Jalen Strong improve?
Better be a lot.
Well, I think he will. I think he started showing some signs at the end of the year. Apparently, he came in great shape. He's done what O'Brien asked, would learn how to be a pro. So I think you'll see a big jump from him. And, you know, the other guys are rookies. Oh, my God. Everywhere I look up, this damn Vince Wilfork body issue thing.
He's famous.
That is so disgusting. I wish the body issue would just go away. Anyway.
I just think Jalen Strong is one of these guys that we haven't seen much of him to really know what he is.
No, but, I mean, it's year two. You should be a lot better. And that's, if not.
But last year, he wasn't even really good enough to get on the field.
Well, he was out of shape. He took forever to learn the offense. When he did get on the field, he made an impact. But he didn't get on the field much.
He had 14 catches on the whole season. That's not much of an impact.
No, but I think with rookie receivers, you have to look at the whole picture. You can't just say, well, he had 14 catches, so he's no good.
I'm not saying he's no good.
I mean, I think
I'm just saying if he were good last year, he would have been on the field.
No, and he wasn't. Nobody's disputing that. But I do think receivers, especially in that second year, can take a big jump. And the big thing for him was getting in shape. That guy was fat when he got here last camp.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons he got behind. But I think regardless, they now have some options there. Now, I don't know. And I don't think Will Fuller is going to be anything. I may be wrong about that. But at least starting out, I don't know if Mumphrey even makes this team. Do you?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of these guys who are going to who are going to.
Because theoretically, don't you have better options to return the ball now?
Yeah.
Whether it's Irvin or whether it's Fuller or Braxton Miller. I mean, I'd like to see those guys get the ball in their hands.
Yeah.
Tight end, starter C.J. Fedorowicz, backups Ryan Griffin, and they have Jay Proch listed. But that's
nightmarish.
Yeah, that is just – those guys are wastes of human flesh. left tackle, Dwayne
they
Brown.
They might be good guys.
They may be wonderful human beings,
yeah.
But as football players – I'll just put it this way. They're negatives.
Yeah.
Dwayne Brown, your starter. Chris Clark, your backup at left tackle. Said Clark is a really functional swing tackle. You don't want him to have to play 10 games. The whole thing here is Dwayne Brown's health. Your guard, Xavier Suafilo, with Ode Abuche and Tony Bergstrom backing him up. I think there's depth there, you know, in that if Suafilo sucks – and you finally have to admit that he can't play. I think Abuche showed you enough last year that he can be a functional average guard at times. Center, Nick Martin with Tony Bergstrom as a backup. You're hoping that you're right about him. I think they are.
I think they are too.
I like that guy, but again, rookie.
Center is a position where that's a tough position to play in the NFL, and it's a big jump from college football to the NFL.
And it's also one of those things, internal offensive linemen, it's pretty rare that you get what the Cowboys got with their guys right off the bat, where they're good players their first year. A lot of times, look how long it's taken David DeCastro to get really good.
Yep.
Even the guys with high upside, sometimes it takes time there. And then right guard Jeff Allen, which I think is certainly no worse than a push from Brandon Brooks last year with Abouche and Bergstrom backing him up. And then Derek Newton at right tackle with Chris Clark. And Jeff Adams, who actually played a lot for them at guard and tackle last year. So, I mean, they've got some pieces there. I'd like to see one more, you know, NFL quality. Not necessarily a starter, but just a guy who'd be another Chris Clark type who'd be really dependable. Yeah, I'd like to see one more of those just to be safe.
Yeah, because the problem is, I mean, you're counting on several things to go right. You're counting on Duane Brown being healthy.
Yeah, that's a big one.
You're counting on Xavier Suofilo to take a step.
Right.
Which needs to be a pretty big step at this point, in my opinion. And you're counting on Nick Martin to succeed basically immediately.
Right.
That's a lot of ifs on the offensive line for me. I'm going to assume that maybe two out of those three happen, and that leaves you with at least one hole, if not more.
Yeah, I do think you have some guys behind them that could fill one hole, but two, now you're getting into some issues. 3-4 defensive end, they didn't have the cojones to pick two starters, so I'll just do it for them. But J.J. Watt, and right now, from what I understand, Devin Still has looked really good and would be your guy on the other side to start with. The backups would be Christian Covington, Jeffrey Pagan, Brandon Dunn. I'd like to see Christian Covington at that position, too. I think he's another guy who showed a little bit last year as a rookie, another year removed from a knee injury. I could see him being an impact player on that line. But to me, that's still the biggest hole is what's across from J.J. Watt. Your nose tackle, starter Vince Wilfork. Backups D.J. Reader and Christian Covington. I don't know what the Reader's – I mean, he's a late-round draft pick.
Fifth-round pick.
Yeah, I think that's – you're asking a
lot.
Well,
although Covington's a sixth-round pick.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, he was – I think he – there were a lot of questions about his knee, which is why he dropped. He probably was a third-round talent. All right, your outside linebackers. Jadeveon Clowney, Whitney Mercilus. Backups John Simon and Tony Washington. I would say Rashad Clyatt should be in that list as well, who missed all of last year. That's a guy who can play special teams. They like him a lot. And I
was under
the
impression they liked him more as an inside linebacker.
I think he's more of an outside guy.
Okay.
But we shall see. Inside linebackers, Cushing and Bernardrick McKinney are your starters. Akeem Dent, Max Bulla, and Brian Peters, your backups. Peters was terrific on special teams for them last year.
Yeah.
That's why he's on the roster.
We'll see. You know, we'll see if Cushing. You know, everybody keeps thinking that he's like on the decline. I think health is a big thing with him. We'll see if he's healthy. What kind of? I don't think we're ever going to get steroid era Brian Cushing.
No. And I think what you just hope to get is an above average inside linebacker, and you hope Bernardrick McKinney takes a big step in his second year, which I could see happening. I saw a lot of things at the end of the season out of him that I like. And yeah, now he's never going to be the fastest guy, but he's around the ball a lot, and he's a thumper. And so I think you're okay there. Cornerback Jonathan Joseph, Kareem Jackson, Kevin Johnson. Your backups Charles James, Robert Nelson, AJ Bouye. I like that group. I mean, I don't think you have a superstar shutdown corner there, but you got a lot of solid players.
I think so too. Although, when you're going to get to safety next, and I'll get to my point after you do that.
He has Antonio Allen and Quentin Dimps listed as the starters. I would say Andre Howell and Quentin Dimps, who started last year, with Eddie Pleasant, KJ Dillon as the backup.
I think you're probably better if Kareem Jackson is a safety, and
I agree.
And Jonathan Joseph and Kevin Johnson are your corners. I think you're better off that way. I think Kareem Jackson at this point is probably better as a safety.
And Bouye can be a nickel guy.
Yeah, your nickel. Yeah,
and I think. And in nickel, you can use Jackson to cover receivers and use three safeties back there, which they did some last year. But I think you're right at some point. I think he might be the answer back there.
Problem is you're not – without Kareem Jackson there, I don't know if you're really strong at safety in general. I mean, Andre Howell's decent.
Yeah, those are
– Eddie Pleasant's decent.
Quentin Dimps decent.
Quentin Dimps decent.
Those are average ball players.
Yeah.
And – I think Kareem Jackson could be an above average safety, very much a plus back there.
The other, you know, safety was one of the positions I said I would like to see them address in the draft, and they did eventually in the fifth round with KJ Dillon. But I would have liked to see them do that a little bit earlier, but and get a guy that could actually play this year. And I don't know, KJ Dillon even makes this team.
Yeah, but you know what? The guys that would play this year would have gone first round, and I'm not so sure that, you know, those guys were well, the ones that they were interested in were gone by the time they picked anyway. So,
You took a wide receiver in the first round who might not play much this year anyway.
See, I would have liked to have seen them take that kid from Louisiana Tech, put him at defensive end opposite J.J. Watt. And I know that wasn't sexy, and everybody.
There were a lot of things they could have done.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that pick. I hope I'm proven wrong. All right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Yeah.
ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Dave & Buster's on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, live here at Dave & Buster's on Richmond, where they're getting set up for the poker. Already got tables out and stuff. It's 6010 Richmond Avenue. As long as you get here before 7, probably going to get you seated. As long as you get signed in before 7, you need to get here sooner than that if you can, because that'll guarantee you a spot. If you didn't already get a spot, that's the best way to do it. Just show up, get here. Starting at 5 o'clock, they started signing people up, so anytime from now on, if you get here, just highly recommend you do it before 6:30, if at all possible. But happy hour from 4:30 to 7 with half-price cocktails, beer and wine specials. And they've got 20-plus new games. And I went out there to kind of check out all their new games, and they got rid of my horse game.
No, they didn't. They moved it.
Oh, where is it?
I think it's right by the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
Like if you go to the bathroom.
Because I walked around.
Go a little bit past
the
bathroom.
Did. Okay, okay.
Yeah, I think it's still there.
Ugh, okay. I'll check that in the next break now.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. Fret not.
Yeah, that. No, I was going to be very depressed. By the way, just want to.
You still have, like, because you have a login on that game, right?
Oh, well, I've got like a binder full of horses.
Yeah, you don't want to lose that.
No.
You've made a large investment in that game.
Indeed, indeed. And I know they have one at the other Dave & Buster's, but. You know,
who wants to go there?
Yeah, that's I want to come to this one. So you might want to the weekend of October 15th. Probably want to make plans to be in Vegas.
Okay.
Bob Arum has reserved the Mandalay Bay on October 15th for a potential Manny Pacquiao fight.
All right.
Apparently, Adrian Broner is who they're considering. And
you think we'd go out there for that?
Yeah, they'd send us out there. They send us for everything Manny does. Remember, Manny fought in China, and they sent us to Vegas.
That's true.
So, yes, they would send us out there.
Yeah, I thought Manny Pacquiao was done for good.
Well, apparently, Kevin Ioli, who does a great job for Yahoo on both MMA and boxing, said that they had said he was going to retire, but he had to retire before he could run for office, technically. And then he got elected, and the first thing you do when you get elected is you don't want to come out and say, oh, well, I'm going to unretire. So that's why they're not officially announcing it, but it looks like October 15th.
All right.
So just telling you now so you can make your plans. We'll be at Mandalay that weekend.
All right.
I got to say, I'm not all that enthused about it.
Oh, I never pass up on a weekend in Vegas during football season, especially.
No. Everybody wanted Bob to tell that story for himself.
Yep.
But, well, we're on location. It's hard to get Bob on location.
Yeah, he never comes out on location.
Yeah, he likes dropping by the studio because, you know, we usually have beer there for him and stuff, and he likes that kind of thing. But, yeah. So, I know. I'll be excited to go, and we'll talk to people, and we'll enjoy it. It's just, do I really want to see Manny fight again? I mean, just what's left for him to do, really?
I don't know.
Just make more money, basically.
Yeah, I mean, he can't beat He can't beat Floyd. I don't know what else you want to see out of the guy.
Yeah. Oh well. 713-780 ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Maybe we should do something non sportsy here.
All right.
Entirely too sportsy for most of the show. Okay, you know what? Let's this is kind of sportsy. But this is a supporting AJ not wanting to go to the Olympics.
Yeah.
Rio Police Department is asking for donations due to insufficient funds.
Dude, this is such a mistake.
3 months after Rio's government slashed its Olympic security budget by $500 million, the city's police force is so desperate that they're asking for donations.
No thanks.
And
stay away from this.
Here's some of the things this has caused. Grounded helicopters have been grounded. Officers' paychecks have been delayed. The cuts came back in March as a result of one of the country's worst recessions ever. And according to those in Rio, the security force's lack of funds has been affecting the department for months now. Multiple people told the Associated Press that they have come to file a police report and finding out the officers do not have paper to print the report.
All right.
And
good luck. I'm telling you, there's 100 reasons, 100,000 reasons not to go to that place. There's no way it's going to work out.
And finally, there's a picture of some of the policemen and firemen who at the airport held up a sign that said, "Welcome to hell. Police and firefighters don't get paid. Whoever comes to Rio de Janeiro will not be safe."
Dude, I'm telling you.
just saying. I'm just trying to support your, because Jerome said, it'll be fine.
Okay.
Remember?
Enjoy.
Jack says, "I'm moving to Colorado next week and just wanted to say thanks for the entertainment and laughs these past 3 years on my rides home from work. You guys rock. Jack, we'll miss you, but you know what? Podcastarena.com.
That's right.
Or you can listen on the app.
Enjoy the beer up there, too.
Yeah, and the weed.
Yeah, good spot.
That's a good boy. We got to do a road show up there. But
that'd be nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so did you guys hear about the body parts that washed up close to the Olympic venue? Yeah, I had that story for later, too.
Yeah.
I was going to space out my what's wrong with Rio stories.
101 reasons. There's no good reason to go to that thing. I'm telling you, I understand some of these people train their whole lives for this event. Sometimes you got to look at the bigger picture and say, you know what, I'll try it 4 years from now. I've got 4 more years to practice my craft.
Did you see Lolo Jones is too hurt to qualify, but she'll be back in 4 years?
Good. Good for her. She's lucky. Michael Phelps, said, I guess he's going.
Yeah, he's going.
That's
but
crazy.
He's too old. He can't go in 4 years. If he's going to do it again, this is his last
chance. Don't do it again then. Listen, you're already the greatest swimmer ever. Why risk it?
Well, I'm guessing the pools he's in will be fine.
Did you see but he might get robbed. Who knows? He might get shot. Did you see that Johnny Manziel suspended 4 games?
I did see that.
From 4 NFL games?
Indeed.
Which means
he'll never serve that suspension.
No. He's never going to do it. Who's going to sign him?
Yeah, I love this whole, starting July 1st, I'm going to be sober so I can get ready to go to the NFL. There's not a team out there that would be interested in this guy. And, of course, there's a picture of him. I guess TMZ is just following him around in Cabo. But apparently there was a picture of him smoking a joint today.
Well, so he's not going to be sober till tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I believe
that. Give him one more day.
I believe that 100%. All right. We'll take a quick break. Boy, Michael tweeted out the first of his bourbon collection.
Uh-huh.
Good choices. That Colonel Taylor, man, that is a solid.
Good stuff.
Yeah. I like Knob Creek, too. So it's a good way to start there, pal. See, I can't really have a collection because mine won't last.
Yeah, you're not a collector. You're a drinker.
No, I'm a drinker. Barry Laminack, when your police department is funded by GoFundMe, you're screwed.
Bad shape, bro.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, quick break. We'll be right back. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
We are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN's your number. And you know what? You're going to need that because we're going to give something away. How about this? A 4-course fondue experience for 2 at the Melting Pot. Includes cheese fondue, salad, fondue entree, and chocolate fondue dessert. The Melting Pot is located on Westheimer. It's where you take a date. If you want results, just 1.5 miles from the Galleria. Call 713-332-5546 for reservations at 713-332-5546. And, guys, I got to tell you, just if you're looking for a great place to take a date and you definitely want to score, this is it. Caller 20. You get the Melting Pot gift card. How cool is that? I didn't just give away something we were supposed to do on a for a giveaway, did I, John? Like, we weren't supposed to do anything special, right? Okay, good. Yeah, it's Thursday. I didn't think we had anything, but just wanted to make sure. All right. yeah, the Rios stuff is pretty funny.
No, thank you.
I'll do 2 seconds of soccer. You know, England's coach quit the other day. Guess one of the names that cropped up as a possible replacement.
Jurgen Klinsmann.
Jurgen Klinsmann.
That's the only soccer coach I can name. That's why I guess.
I know. That's why I knew you would get it right. For all those people who hate him. Sammy wants to know, makes you wonder what happened to all that money they made from the World Cup in Brazil. They got...
Who knows if they even made money on that
World
Cup?
Well, yeah, if you watch that John Oliver thing on FIFA, FIFA's the one that makes all the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, body parts wash up near site of Olympic Beach volleyball site just weeks before Rio games begin.
Dude.
See, I'm going to say this is a good thing, AJ, because they washed up before the games. Imagine if you've got beach volleyball going on and then here comes a leg.
Yeah, I guess.
That wouldn't look good on television.
It's just not for me. I just have no need for that.
Yeah. Man, everybody's asking me, I have a lean on the CFL tonight. I do not. If you really have to bet something, I'd bet the under because...
Then you have a lean to the under.
Okay, fine. I'm leaning towards the under. So, stop trying to drag me back
into
this.
Are you
going
to bet it, though?
No, I'm not going to bet it.
All right.
So, for those of you who are... usually I'll tell you when I'm making a play. I'm not playing it, but if you stuck a gun to my head, I would take the under.
Yeah.
And then when it goes over, I'll have 20 people tell me how much I suck tomorrow, even though I said I'm not betting it, which is why I don't do this stuff anymore. 4 years, the Olympics will be in Moscow. Might be worse. Well, World Cup's in Moscow, too. Is that what you do? I bring 832 brings up a good point. Georgia Matt says, don't we say this about all the Olympics in 2004? The Greeks weren't going to be ready. Beijing, it was the pollution. Yes, and we talked about that with Jerome. It just seems to me that there's a hell of a lot more going on down there now than any of those places. And I remember with Beijing, there were some things we were very concerned about. I think it might have been SARS. It was one of those.
Yeah, this is a things. But Rio's a dangerous place for tourists, though. It's a dangerous city.
Yeah.
And again, like all their political unrest that they're having right now, and clearly they're undermanned from a security standpoint. I'm sure ISIS loves reading about stuff like that.
Now, those people in ISIS don't read. And stop calling them ISIS.
That's they're all over the internet. Yeah. I mean, they see stuff like
they
this.
They can't spell.
But they
I've
see,
seen them.
Okay. Well, you think they're dumb. But let me tell you. They see stuff like this. They say, there's a big international event and you guys are short on security? They see it. It's just crazy. If you can't afford an Olympics, don't even put your name in the hat. If you can't afford to host it properly.
These things are going to be... The reality is, same thing with the World Cup. There's only about three places you should have it, and that's it. You should have it in Europe. You should have it here. You should have it in Australia. That's it. Nobody else should get them.
Yeah.
And Winter Olympics, same thing. Canada, Europe. That's it. We'll make it simple on you.
Seems easy enough.
World Cup, you should not be in Qatar.
No.
And you can't go back to South Africa because of the Vuvuzelas. Never again. But... you could come here. You can do Europe. That's it. If you're smart, that's what you do. 713 says, no, I forgot about Dave and Buster's. I can still win an entry, right? No, you can't win one, but if you get out here before 6:30 and get signed up, you've got a spot. That simple. Very easy. All free, by the way.
Rio police going to be getting into shootouts with finger guns. That's Barry Laminack. If they're lucky. They're going to, keep a cloth over it to make it look like they've got a gun. Yeah. I'll shoot, bro.
Don't make me do it. Omad says, come clean. You've retired from gambling pictures. You don't want to be Deadspinned. That's not nice.
Stop.
Deadspin can look at my record. It's all out there. I'm more than happy to, Seven out of nine is pretty good. Just leave it at that. But, yeah, what could Deadspin get me for?
I don't know.
Man, I don't charge people for anything. Give them out for free. They want to learn how to do it, they buy an audiobook. That's great. Other than that, I don't have those affiliates.
No. No one's coming after us.
That's too bad. That'd be great, man. The attention we'd get for that. We need to have, well, you know what? They'll just make stuff up, right? That's what Gawker does.
Could.
They could just make stuff up about us, and then we could sue them and get a bunch of money. So, anyway, 713-780-ESPN. Man, there's still people who send me emails about, have you seen this story and how damning it is for RJ? And it's like, and I just keep referring back to, okay, 5:15, 5:30, 6 o'clock last Friday. Just please go back and listen to the show.
And read the whole story and read what's out now and read the...
Yeah, and read the response and read the fact that, there's a lawsuit involved now. Rio can hire James Harden's entourage for protection. I'm guessing those guys cost a lot.
For sure.
Yeah. Although they can probably afford to go if they've got $50,000 worth of jewelry on them. Oh, boy. Allegedly, I'm not buying that story.
I want to buy that story.
Yeah, but I can't. It's one of those that's too easy.
Johnny says, what are the odds that Michael Phelps comes out as the next transgender gold medalist, Michelle Phelps?
Didn't he date somebody
who had banging someone who was used to be a man.
Yeah, but she actually had the operation and stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I thought she did, yeah. I thought she had been through the whole process. Could be wrong about that.
Man, I got to look it up. I remember hearing about that lady. Leanne Chandler was her name. Yeah, I think she had all the...
she'd had all the surgery and...
Equipment.
Yeah.
So, but that's... it's so great.
832 says, I'd rather be in Rio than this Houston traffic.
You say that now. You say that now.
Wait until body parts wash up. That'll change your opinion. Wait until the police come out and say, welcome to hell.
During her teens, she changed her name and used testosterone blockers before having surgery to remove her male genitalia in her early 20s. So, yeah, she's fully transitioned, but was born David Roy Fitch.
And changed her name to what?
Taylor Leanne Chandler.
Okay.
She was actually... intersex, which is a different thing than I know everybody likes to say there's only one or two genders that you're allowed to be, but she was born with male genitalia but no testicles.
So she was kind of halfway there anyway.
Yeah, she also
or
had
a third of the way.
Yeah, she also has a uterus and no ovaries.
Huh.
So just a total mess.
Yeah.
But you're going to put her in a box and pick if she's a guy or a girl? I couldn't do it.
No.
But you say, she has a penis. She's a guy. Well, she's got a uterus. I mean.
Okay. But that's different. I mean, she was born that way. She's not.
Yeah.
She's not a publicity stunt. But I'm not getting started on that again. I don't know if you saw this, but how Kit Harington got the job as Jon Snow?
No.
Apparently, he'd been at a McDonald's the night before. Went with a woman. He had a,
He took a date to McDonald's?
Yeah.
He must have been poor then.
Well, he probably was, but still, you don't take women to McDonald's.
If you can't afford to go somewhere better than McDonald's, you can't afford to date. That's what it boils down to.
Apparently, it was a double date, which ought to tell you it must have been another poor actor. But apparently, a man started hurling abuses at Harrington's date, which is going to happen in a McDonald's. You're going to get abused.
Did he pull out his sword with the wolf on it?
He didn't have all that yet. He wasn't Jon Snow yet. This was the day before his audition. He said, I said, no, you can't say that to her. It was the first time I'd done anything like that. He claims the first fight he's ever been in.
Did he get in a fight?
He'd been sitting down. He said the guy got up and just kept going. Apparently, it was one of those where he talks smack, and then the guy gets up, and he's like 6'6". And he got battered, he said. Jon Snow got battered.
Oh, no.
But it helped him get the job because apparently when he went for the audition, he asked him what happened. It kind of gave him a tough look. And so he might have gotten the job because he got his ass kicked.
Good for him. Good timing.
So that and apparently on his resurrection scene, he says it took thousands of takes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that. Thousands?
He says they wanted it over and over again. I kind of had to say, I don't know how else to do it. But apparently they shot that over and over and over again to try to.
Do you believe thousands, though, or do you think
I think he's exaggerating a little.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing it was, you know, it might have been 60, 70, 80 times.
Right.
Which, still. All right. 713-780. ESPN, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. We'll do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. AJ has one.
I do.
That we'll do when we return. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Make a candle out of it if I ever found it. Try to sell it, never sell out of it. I probably only
sell it. Included rate rule.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Dave & Buster's on Richmond, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Play poker in the Blitz Summer Poker Classic tonight. Playing at Dave & Buster's on Richmond. They're setting up right now, as a matter of fact.
Putting in that work.
Yeah, and we'll shuffle up and deal at 7:15, so you need to get here. If you get here by 6:30 and get signed up, even if you didn't win a spot, you'll be able to get in. And really, if you did win a spot, you need to be here by 6:45. Top 25 advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Fred, there was a shooting in Lumberton, North Carolina.
Out there.
Yep. A man was shot during a heated argument at a Sonic restaurant. I don't know what the argument was about, but...
Well, you talk about bad fast food. Ugh.
Yeah. 24-year-old employee, Sonic employee, Telvin Drummond, shot the man who is the husband of one of the restaurant's managers. Here's the crazy part. You'll never believe who the manager at Sonic is married to.
I would believe because I saw this.
Ronald McDonald was shot at Sonic.
Yeah.
I don't know where this intermingling of fast foods is taking place. I don't know if that's commonplace in North Carolina, but it's happening.
It should never happen.
The 36-year-old Ronald McDonald was struck by gunfire as being treated for non-life-threatening injuries. He shot at the employee as well, but apparently didn't hit him. Mm. The investigation is ongoing. But Ronald McDonald appearing to be stable now, thankfully.
Ah.
I mean, what would we have done? I don't remember the last time I saw Ronald McDonald in a commercial. I don't know if they use him in commercials anymore, but good to see he's still alive and well.
You missed a follow-up story where he was raped in the hospital by Burger King.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Horrible.
And Jack in the Box, well, never mind. We don't even want to go there. Larry Brown just tweeted out, Chandler Parsons reportedly has no chance of returning to Mavericks.
I'm not surprised. That dude's going to get way more money than he's worth again.
Yeah, well, good luck with that, whoever signs him.
Well, actually, what I hope happens, I hope that the Rockets sign him again.
Oh,
and
God,
everybody that's called him a douchebag for the last 2 years has to, like, change their mind and pretend they like him and he's cool again.
I'm not changing my mind. He was a douchebag when he was here. We were saying that then. And he was a douchebag when he left. Can I tell you what the gem of the day was going to be? Are you familiar with the film Sausage Party?
I am. That's the new Seth Rogen movie, the cartoon.
Yeah, and it looks hilarious.
It does look good.
I've seen a couple trailers, but it's R-rated. It's a dark comedy. And apparently, in Concord, North Carolina, moviegoers at Concord 14 received a surprise with a preview of Sausage Party.
Okay.
Not a big deal. The only problem is they were there to see Finding Dory.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is definitely an R-rated movie.
Yeah, this would have been like showing in-depth Deadpool previews at a G movie.
Yeah,
but,
not good.
Yeah, so that was going to be your Zadok Jewelers game of the day. But yeah, I like Ronald McDonald better.
That's good.
So anyway, yeah, you have to – of course, they had to apologize. And I kind of get how that could happen, you know, because it is animated. But, boy, you got to notice that R, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I would think so.
Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number. Nathan, how fun would it be to see Jose Altuve in the home run derby? I think he would surprise.
I don't think he would.
No. Although, you know what? He's got that little swing. Well, he's a little guy.
Yeah.
He might not wear out as fast as some of those other cats.
Yeah, but, just natural raw power. No thanks.
Soccer Bilal, what a burger it was to get shot over.
Must have been.
UFC 200 predictions. This guy's tweeted this like 11 times.
He wants the UFC 200 predictions?
Yeah. Am I missing something? Is that?
It's next weekend.
It's next weekend, right?
Yeah.
El Jefe says the Rockets will pick up Chandler and Jeremy Lin. Man, if they do that, we will never talk Rockets again.
No, we would absolutely talk about that. That would be so great.
Well, we'd have a diary. And
it would be Daryl Morey's diary. It would be the diary of his last season in Houston.
As Ozzy Osbourne would say, diary of a madman.
Yeah.
But, oh, my God, I can't even imagine that.
I would already start the book. I'd start the book the day they signed him. If they made those signings, I would author a book called Daryl Morey's Last Season. And then I'd follow him around all season long and talk about, like, what he ate for breakfast, like if he was sad that day. That's what it would be.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers, where they still do business the old-fashioned way. 4th of July sale this weekend. Just like Yuval, the owner, they take great pride in building quality handcrafted mattresses piece by piece, layer by layer. They make all types of beds at the factory that you can't find in retail stores. And for summer, check out the Dublin beds. It's a hot deal on a cool mattress. And by cool, I mean you sleep cool. The Dublin pocketed coil mattress design enables air to breathe and flow in and out, making it a great mattress for the hot summer. Buy the latest technology for the lowest price. Texas Mattress Makers. I'll tell you what, man, you're going to save money because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. If you go to a retail store, you're going to pay a whole bunch more money, and you're not going to get the quality that you're getting at Texas Mattress Makers. And I've had the opportunity to go over there a few times and see how they do things, and I never knew so much about mattresses. But the quality, the price, everything, and the way they do business, man, they are straight up honest, and I love doing business with these guys. And right now, 4th of July sales save 20% off their top-of-the-line mattresses. A queen mattress set was $2,900. You can now get it for $2,320. That's now through July 4th. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price guaranteed. TexasMattressMakers.com.
Listening to the Blitz.
Hold on to your butts.
On ESPN 97.5.